USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-built components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another group of Republican lawmakers are talking about their experiences after visiting the southern border. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nike has put their sponsorship deal with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson on hold in the wake of multiple allegations of sexual assault against the athlete. Watson is facing lawsuits from 22 women accusing him of assault or harassment. In a statement, Nike announced that it was suspending its deal with Watson, saying that the company is closely monitoring the situation. Watson is also under investigation from the Houston Police Department after one of the women suing him also filed a report with the department. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.